everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. This time out, we're watching the next episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, the first part of the two-part Man of Mercury. Without any further ado, we're going to jump right into our first episode, and we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go! Man of Mercury. Wonder if it has anything to do with Tizon. Man of Mercury Part 1 was the 13th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on June 4th, 2007, written by John Telegen and directed by Charlie Haskell.
Just as you have your mission, I have my own.
What do you think his mission is? This isn't him, is it? Oh, good. No, it isn't.
This must be it. I knew it was somewhere in Brazil.
Wow.
The azimuth of the sun.
How did you not see it before you got to that point?
Dead center and in line with the teeth.
Look, I found a thing. Oh.
Guys,
that's got to be important.
Looks like we're late to the party.
Whatever it was, it's gone now.
I found it. Come here, come here. Everyone, come here. Look, look.
Will we ever know? Was that a tree?
Here, we found this ancient writing in a tree in Portugal. It led us right here.
I don't know what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay.
Liar! We'll find it ourselves!
I feel like we've missed something.
Still in Portugal, of course, following up on that jewel lead.
Well, reroute them to Brazil.
Sir.
Satellites are picking up explosions, jewel signatures, something else. There's something big down there.
Uh-oh.
This material doesn't register on my tracker. It's not from Earth.
Rangers, get back to the shark and head to Brazil. I'll give you the coordinates on the way. Now hurry.
Looks like we're going to Rio.
See, I do like the international feel of it. So I guess if these guys were in Portugal, they're the ones that caused the damage. Oh, she got a haircut. These guys are fear cats. Veritrix, you might want to help out or something. Woo! Wait a minute. He hit them both with his swords. And he bounced back. Huh? Yeah, here's an idea. Let's attack these two guys one at a time. Dumb.
Jewel of some sort. They were vicious and evil.
Guess we can add another batch of jewel villains to the growing population.
Yeah, and we gotta stop them too.
Which way did they go?
That way.
I'm gonna stay here. Help these people and protect them in case they come back.
A good idea.
It seems we're not the only ones searching for the jewel. Perhaps we should cover our tracks.
Here we go.
More pesky humans!
It's not just humans. We're Power Rangers.
When will they learn?
You've seen the devastation they've caused, and you're gonna go in unmorphed? Smart. That went well. Ooh, it missed him, but it hurt, I guess. I did like Rose's reaction to it. That thing just passed through her? Not how invisibility works.
Prepare to be destroyed.
Guys, it's morphin' time.
Goodbye, Power Rangers. What?
Remember me?
Oh.
What are you doing here?
Chasing these bear cats. Finishing my mission.
Stop following us, or you will fall just like the others.
Ranger Rock.
Ready! Ready!
About time!
Come on!
Kaizan gonna help? His mission is to take him down, and he just walked away. Oh, okay. He's fighting the other fear cat. Oh, he's pretty good. He even does the floaty jumpy thing. Be like that. Wow, that was fast.
You guys are toast.
Fire. Ooh, nice.
Stop trying to hurt them.
Don't think this is over. This is just the beginning.
Stop.
Commander and Mig, Bearcats, a gang of intergalactic maniacs that have no respect for life. Where's Ronnie?
Oh, she's back at the camp helping people who are hurt.
People are hurt? I must go too.
Yeah, hello. Nice to see you too.
Nice to see you too.
Feisty little lady.
Okay.
These new adversaries are strong. They whipped Camptor and almost destroyed the Rangers.
Oh, kitty cats! Can I have a pet? Can I?
You are.
Love him.
I need more power, Fun, to combat these beasts. It's time to break out the gyros!
Gyros? Oh, these things! Now, see,
these should work nicely.
I remember them from the Sentai. I thought those usually turned the whatever into a monster.
Got away. Now that the Power Rangers are on our tails, we need more firepower.
It's time to break out our secret weapon.
With this staff, they won't know what hit them.
Let's hurry. We need to find the jewels before they do.
Perhaps we don't need the power of the jewel to release our friends.
A stick, really?
Power in the jungle. A lot of power rangers.
You okay? Do you need anything?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm feeling better. Ronnie's a real pro. Fixed us up good.
Tyson, what are you doing here?
Apparently not much. You seem to have things under control. This is a nice dressing, Ronnie.
No, I meant what are you doing in Brazil?
He's saving us from those fear cats.
Uh-oh. You have super hearing or something?
Tyson, are you all right?
What's up with him?
Ty? That's okay.
Dude.
You don't have to talk about it. Just know we're here for you. That's what friends on this planet are for.
Thanks.
Call them Tyson.
You are my friends.
Like the chicken.
Now I must go. The Faircats are still out there.
We'll go with you. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we will.
Absolutely. No. No, you would be in danger. I must defeat them alone.
But we can help you. We help people too.
Look, find that jewel. That's what they're looking for. They want to use the power to release their army from a prison mirror. Find that jewel. Keep it safe.
Getting the feeling there's something he's not telling us.
Maybe so, but he's right. We need to find that jewel before the fear cats get their paws on it.
All right, split up. We'll cover more ground that way, but stay in constant communication and keep your tracker locators on you at all times. This is just like a scary movie where when the group splits up, they usually get picked off one by one.
Yeah, good. Yeah, call that up. Thank you.
Just say it.
Making a trap.
Maybe it's under here.
No. Uh-oh. Use your phone trackers.
The Bearcats have her. We have to rescue her before it's too late.
Why did they grab Ronnie?
It's not Ronnie they want. It's her power. They'll use anything to release their army.
Let's hope they don't know how to turn off her locator.
Well, why didn't you follow it before?
With the power of this device, we'll free our brethren from their two-dimensional cells.
You won't get away with this. I have friends in high places.
Plus our army is free.
They're all on the ground at the moment. Where was he hiding that? Seriously. And again, I don't know that we've had much Sentai footage in this episode. They jumped into the problem. Uh-oh. That can't be good.
They're coming out.
Hey, not so fast.
Ow. There's more.
Oh no.
Pesky little guy, aren't you?
You haven't seen anything yet. Come on, guys, let's get it together.
They're too powerful.
Go back to your old planet.
There's the Transtech armor thing. How is she supposed to catch that? Seriously?
Overdrive, accelerate.
Oh, good.
Oh, no. Get back in there.
Now that's Sentai footage. Haha, broken. Boy.
We need the Zords.
That was a quick morph combination. Aren't they using their new one?
We need more power. Sonic Streaker.
Oh, okay, here it comes. That worked. He just got his head slammed into the ground, though.
I won't let you escape. You will fail,
just like you did before. No! Goodbye, Mercurius.
Wait, was that the same people from the thing before? Ooh. So they've left thinking he's dead.
Tyson! Ty! Hope they didn't get him. Guys, look.
It's Tyson. Well, we have to save him.
How? He's an alien. We don't know anything about his genetics or his planet.
No, but we have to do something.
I think we better call your dad.
Might be a good idea. All right, so he's been turned into goop. Mercury, as it were. One of these fear cats has been destroyed, but now we've got another one, so there's still two. And we still haven't seen what Moltar's up to. Is it Moltor? I have forgotten. Anyway. Well, that's going to do it for this time. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time, we will be watching part two. I know it comes as a shock to you. So until then, I hope you all have a great rest of your day.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. 冒険、冒険は無限、進めば